From Spark and Anvil and Harmony Forge, this is Triad, in Chapter 1 of the Harmony Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Triad struck her first tuning fork and set it humming on the table, one clear note. It was pretty, but it was also a little lonely, thin, wobbling by itself in the big workshop. "That's one voice," she said. She was a toucan just the right size for a tween, with warm, creamy feathers and a beak bright as a cartoon drawing. She struck a second fork and set it beside the first. The two notes leaned toward each other, steadier now. Then she struck a third and set it down between them. The three sounds locked into one round, warm hum that seemed to fill every corner of the room at once. A student near the front closed her eyes. Somebody sighed. "And that," Triad said softly, "is not lonely at all."
Triad had learned that trick before she'd ever seen a tuning fork. She grew up in the tall canopy, where her family were the treetop callers of the village. At dawn, the callers would perch high in the trees, and one by one, they'd add their voices. One bird low, one higher still, until the whole grove seemed to hum as a single sound. Little Triad used to lie in the nest and feel it in her chest before she was even old enough to join in. "Why does it feel so full?" she asked her mother once. "It's just three of you." "One voice is only a note, sweetheart," her mother said, straightening a feather. "But three voices, stacked and steady, make a home. None of us has to be loud. We just hold each other up." Triad never forgot how that shared sound felt, like a small circle of friends leaning in close, none of them carrying the whole weight alone.
When Triad was 12, she walked the path to Harmony Forge with her tuning forks wrapped in a soft cloth. Refrain, her mentor, was waiting. "Melody moves side to side through time," Refrain said. "What did you come here to add?" Triad thought about the grove at dawn. "The up and down part," she said. "You can stack notes at the very same moment, three of them, and they hold the sound up together. Root, then a third above, then a fifth. Nobody's alone." Refrain's eyes warmed. "Then stack something for me." Triad rang all three forks at once. The round, full hum spread out across the gate, and Refrain stood in it for a moment, with her feather settling. "You'll be teaching the ones who think music only moves sideways," Refrain said. "Come in."
In the workshop, Triad lined her three forks up in a row and called the students close. "Watch how it builds," she said. She struck the first. "This is the root, the bottom of the stack." A single note filled the room, clear and a bit alone. She struck the second and set it above the first. "Add a third on top." The two notes lean together. She struck the last and set it highest, and a fifth up here. One by one, they joined until all three hummed at once, round and warm. "That's a triad," she said. "Three tones stacked up in the very same moment. Not a tune walking past you, a little tower of sound standing all at once." She let it ring. Three notes, none of them alone. All of them holding the sound up together. A boy tapped his own three fingers on the table, stacking them, testing it. Triad grinned at him. "You've got it," she said. "Root, third, fifth. That's the shape." The student who'd closed her eyes opened them. "It felt like more than three sounds," she said, "like a whole room of them." Triad tilted her head, thinking of the grove, of her mother, of a hum you could feel in your ribs. "That's the secret," she said gently. "You don't have to make a big sound all by yourself. You let the notes lean on each other. You let them hold it up together, and suddenly, three little voices feel like home." She struck the three forks one last time and let them ring on,
steady and warm, and the whole room seemed to settle into it. That full, held-together feeling, the calm hum you feel in your chest when everything fits, Triad closed her eyes and smiled, because that feeling was the whole reason she loved to stack. Three tones standing together, she murmured. Together, they feel like home.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever, curriculum aligned to Triad. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.